I feel like I got the year started off wonky.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I like to start January, that first Monday after New Year's. And so really this Monday was my first day of the new year. And I'm like, but I did manage to get the referral thing done.
Okay. I also had a bit of a challenge with my beginning of my year. I was hoping to start on the second. I'm sharing this for a reason. And I was hoping to start on the second. And we had a series of...
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
Hello, No Broke Months podcast listener. I want to make a very special announcement to you, which is that we just passed 250,000 downloads, which I am so grateful for you and for all the listeners. Now, if you want to help another agent to be able to succeed in this industry, I invite for you to share this show with them. Let them know about it so that we can help them have no broke months, because no agent should ever have a broke month again. And if you'd like, I invite for you to like and subscribe.
How to reset your expectations of yourself. Real estate coach Dan Rochon of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks to a student who felt that she started the year off on the wrong foot. Dan gave his advice on how to reset your expectations of yourself. Learn how to reset your expectations of yourself when you feel like you're off to a rocky start in this new No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents episode.
I feel like I got the year started off wonky.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I like to start January, that first Monday after New Year's, and they didn't leave till Tuesday.
Okay.
And that threw me off.
Yep.
For like getting into a routine. And then Friday, we had to leave to go to a conference. And so really this Monday was my first day of the new year. And I'm like, but I did manage to get the referral thing done.
Okay. I also had a bit of a challenge with my beginning of my year. I was hoping to start on the second. I'm sharing this for a reason. And I was hoping to start on the second. And we had a series of, you know, because I have a lot of stuff going on, right? And a lot of it's one's contingent on the other. And, you know, there's many different people working. And, you know, I've got very, very talented people. However, I had one person who I put into a position that was just not the right move for me to make. And I thought that a major project was underway. It wasn't. And so as a result of that, it's like the entire everything just seemed like it was crashing down. Though it wasn't. It's just the way it felt, right? And so I'm sharing that with you is because on January 2nd, I was ready to hit the ground running. And I've hit the ground jogging. Not running. Okay. And so I share that with you is because I've been dealing with this same sort of scenario myself, not exactly the same as what you're describing, but similar. And what I've gotten is to sit there and say, you know what? It's all just make believe anyways. So if my year starts on the 16th of January, who cares? Right. Like if that's my go date, you know, where I thought it was going to be the second and now it's the 16th and I'm already jogging, I'm not standing still, then I'm okay with that. What are your thoughts on that and how that relates to you?
I know it should be, maybe it's a little OC kind of thing.
It is make-believe though.
I know it's make-believe.
It's all make-believe. The calendar is just what we assign meaning to, right? I get it, but it's all just make-believe.
Yeah. And I'm not going to go, well, gee, the month's screwed up. I'll wait till February.
No, I don't hear you saying that, but I want you to be comfortable with the fact that it's more about your comfort level than anything. I'm not concerned about your activity or your actions. What I'm observing, though, is that struggle with it's not the way that you wanted it to be.
Right.
And now, as a result of that, you're uncomfortable. Okay. And so what I'm intending to help you with is to just say, okay, great. It doesn't matter because you can reset your expectations.
Okay.
Because that's all that this is. It's just like you wanted something to happen a certain way and it didn't. And now you're, you know, a little bit on edge, a little bit like, whatever. Yeah. Okay. I get it. But you could just sit there and say, you know what? What's the difference between today being the 12th of the month or the 27th of last month?
So I mean, if 24 hours.
Yeah, right. You follow me on that? So just reset yourself, reset your psyche, reset your expectations of yourself and just start.
Is it okay if I have like a somewhat little expectations for me today's Thursday, Friday, and then have big expectations on Monday?
Sure.
And I start off on a Monday, motivated.
Absolutely. Same way as what I described to you, where I'm jogging right now. I'm not running, which is what I wanted to be. But hey, whatever, you know, start jogging today, start running on Monday. Yeah?
Feel better.
Okay, good. Thanks so much for listening to the No Broke Months podcast today. Until the next show, I invite for you to be grateful, make good choices, help someone, have the best day of your life, and go find a listing!